On this graphic, we see common misdiagnoses in patients with bipolar disorder. This is from some Manic Depressive Association data. I always like to think about the ways in which patients may present with something other than a manic episode and be identified with whatever they're presenting with as the predominant problem. It could be just depression, it could be anxiety, it could be psychosis, it could be personality problems or substance use. And I often wonder when I see these data, how much of this is misdiagnosis or incomplete comorbid diagnoses, because we know that most people with bipolar disorder have more than just bipolar disorder. Anxiety disorders of one form or another occur in more than half of people with bipolar disorder. Substance use disorders, anywhere from 40 to 70%. Psychosis can be a problem. You're allowed to have a personality disorder and a mood disorder. And so depending on, I guess, as they say, which part of the elephant one is touching, one may make some formulation as to what's going on. But high comorbidity makes us want to think about a bipolar diagnosis as well and step back and make sure we haven't missed a previous mania or hypomania.